We can't live without them.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Jesus.
I worship.
Adore you.
Forever.
Morning.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Jesus.
I worship you forever, ever. Woke up this morning. First thing I do.
Reach my hand toward the sky.
I'm honoring you. I turn up. I got my sword and shield. Some people don't understand why at lunch you be sitting with your head in your hand.
said, I don't know.
I don't know
what you
come to do.
Make a joyful noise.
the station. Keep it locked right here with your boy on the ones and twos.
The ones and twos.
We do nothing but the gospel. Tuned in to the hottest station
on the planet.
On the planet. Keep it locked.
You can only come this far, yeah. Cry to count this but you brought joy into my life. Now I have no fear. Yeah.
What I do,
I realize now. I realize it was you. When I look back, it wasn't my mama, it wasn't my dad. Somebody out there listening to me, you know just like me that you are walking testimony. Yeah. When I look back over my life, I'm feeling the same right now. So much trouble, I couldn't figure out where they begin. But then it hit me, the Lord worked it out.
Here is an old school jam to take you way back.
tuned in to the Stella Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
This is for the world. We need you. Listen if you will. Searching for peace that we cannot find. Yeah, yeah. Asking questions, 'cause we don't know why. Oh yeah, we all need you to make a way, and we all need you. That's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you. Show us the way. And when it all falls down and there's no way out. Yeah. And when our faith is lost and we're full of doubt. Yeah. We know who you are and you never change. You're still God over everything. Oh, 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 oh Lord, we need you. I don't wanna sound selfish,
yes, sir.
But won't you answer me? Just one word from you can set me free. Yeah, 'cause we all need you to make a way. We all need you. That's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you. Show us the way. And when it all falls down and there's no way out, come on. And when our faith is lost and we're full of doubt, yeah. We know who you are and you never change. You're still God over everything. Oh, 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 oh Lord, we need you. Let's go. Come on. Said I won't. Why we pray, we all need you. We all need you. Show us the way. That's what we need you to do. Show us the way. Show us the way. Show us
the gospel, the good news, right here, right now.
me who I am, yeah. Yeah, show me who I am. No strength, no more fight left in me. I can't make it if I'm thinking it quick, and I'm so deep. Who's the man in the mirror? I can't see. Show me.
Heaven, that I wanna go. Heaven. It's time to get your praise on with the number one gospel station.
Gospel station. Gospel station.
In today's world, so many people don't praise God until their blessing come through. But Keith Wonderboy is here to encourage you today that the best is yet to come. I'm getting happy already. So praise them in advance. Don't wait. Praise them now. Until you're getting back home, until the sickness is gone, when the money come through, praise him for blessing you. He's already brung you out, so don't you doubt. Start to shout now. Church in hell, put those hands together, put those hands together, come on and give them some praise. What you waiting on? What you waiting on? You ought to praise them right now. Can I talk to you before you get that new home, before the sickness is gone?
Right now. they healed. Wrong with comments. Comments my health. All of my help comes from the Lord.
Let me hear everybody that love him shout, glory!
Happy birthday and a God bless you to all the listeners out there that are celebrating your birthday.
Happy
I never should have got this spot if you made me say, oh. service call, you get the glory. Says,
this is so heavy, and it's bringing me to my knees, and I'm crying out, Lord, I need you now to come and see about me. And why is this life so hard? Seems so far, but if this comes to pass, help me to stay steadfast. Let your will be done. It says, you get the glory from this. You get the glory from this. No matter. My cross to bear. This is my story to tell. That no matter where I've gone, I've been tried and came out true. So let your will be done.
Come sing that chorus together. You get the glory, say.
You get the glory from this.
Stations on the planet.
Sickness.
every key. I don't dot every I. Got more flaws than a little, and I messed up a thousand times. I don't always commit. Sometimes I give up way too quick, and then I get tired of trying to run away from who I am, who I wanna be. Some days are better than others. I can be up and I'm down, but beyond my mistakes, found in your grace, and this one thing will never change. You still love me, in spite of me. Woo! You still chose me. How can it be? Every sun, every song, you see it all, you see it all. You still love me, oh, in spite of me. In spite of me, yeah. I'm stubborn at heart, I'm quick to put
You were tuned in to the hottest station
on the planet.
On the planet.
Keep it locked.
We are right at 27 minutes after the hour of 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I pray that you've enjoyed the music thus far. Got more coming your way. Don't go anywhere. Standing by. He's ready to come forward this morning. And once again, we want to thank Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkin of the Christian Life Church, 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. This morning's guest speaker is Pastor Michael Austin of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, 1857 Flat Rock Church Road, Lewisburg, North Carolina. And now, let's welcome back Pastor Michael Austin. Good morning, Pastor.
God bless you, Pastor Curdy. Amen. Good morning, sir. We're glad to hear your voice this morning, and we're glad to be able to come in again up under the umbrella of Apostle Watkins and the Christian Life Church, along with Co-Pastor Smith. We thank God for those two godly women who have allowed us space, amen, on their sacred time. I thank God for it. This is Pastor Michael A. Austin. I bring you greetings from the Old Little Missionary Baptist Church, 1857 Flat Rock Church Road, Lewisburg, North Carolina, where we believe that everybody is somebody and prayer still works. Listen, this morning, my heart has been weighing on some things as we have seen the news and we see what's going on over in Israel, and we know that part of that what's going on is biblical prophecy. And we know that time is winding up, and we know that we're living in the last days. And I want to ask a question this morning in this segment to all who are listening. You will find me this morning in the book of James. The book of James, it is the book of James. It's the fourth chapter, and you can find me at verse 13. I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation this morning, but before we go there, let's have a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you again for another opportunity to speak that which your word says, for your word is the only absolute truth that is in this earth. It's power. It has with it the salvation and the promises made thereof. God, we give you glory, and we thank you, God. So now, Father God, as I come, let my words, God, become your words, and God, articulate my speech, God, that it may be heard plainly, and those who listen can understand what the scripture is saying. For the words say, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Oh, God, I give you glory this morning just for another opportunity to open my mouth and to be allowed to speak your words. Now, God, I pray now, Jesus, Lord, you will enter into me and let make preaching easy. And, Lord, make teaching easy. And now, Lord, let your name be glorified, your people be edified. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You will find me again in book 4 of James. I'm going to begin reading at the 13th verse, which says in the New Living Translation, "Look here, you who say, today or tomorrow we are going to a certain town and we will stay there a year. We will do business there and make a profit. How do you know what your life will be tomorrow? For life is like the morning fog. It is here a little while, then it's gone. What you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that. Otherwise, you are boasting about your own pretentious plans, and all such boasting is evil." My brothers and my sisters, as we look to this world and what's going on in our news reporting and what's going on in our country, out of our country, all around the world, if you don't know already, go to Matthew 24, read it in your leisure. You will understand that this world is on its way to the end. And I want to ask a question to those who listen to me this morning. What are you going to do with the rest of your life? My brothers and my sisters, it's just that plain. And you need to understand your life is so fragile that the breath you just took, you're not promised another one. God can come. He can wipe you out. He can call you home in an instant. And we ought to live so that every day is like our last day, because we don't know when our last day is going to be. And it, James is saying here, he's warning us of having such self-confidence in ourselves that we forget that we do not hold our tomorrows. The Lord does. We do not make ways. The Lord do. We cannot have unless he give. We cannot live unless he prolongs life. And James is saying to those who have confidence in themselves, look, you who say, tomorrow we will go to a certain town, we will stay there a year, we will do our business there, we will make a profit. The Bible says that as it was in the day of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man come. For in those days Noah preached it was going to rain, And because it had never rained, they paid Noah no mind. They scored and laughed at him until the day God gave Noah the command to close the door, and rain surely did come. Likewise, my brother, my sister, it's going to be that way when Jesus gets ready to come back this time. People, the word is being preached. The word is being preached. Yes, it is. But we're finding fault with sound doctrine. We're finding fault with those who are preaching that there is the reality of hell and there is the reality of heaven. And we fight sound doctrine because we say it's too harsh. We say it is too strict. My brother, my sister, let me tell you something. If you can have rules on your job, if you can have rules in the school, if you can have rules even in your house that you forbid others to break, then why can't there be rules in God's house? That's the problem today, my brother, my sister. Everything goes in God's house, and everybody want to do what they want to do. But I stand to serve notice here today that self-confidence and planning without God, trying to mold your way through salvation without the Holy Ghost, you are climbing up a building that has no roof. I find that when you get there, it's a hollow top, because without God being your foundation, without the word of God being your truth, and without Jesus being your Lord and Savior, you are lost, wretched, and undone. Listen, he asked the question. He says, how do you know, amen, what tomorrow is going to bring? How do you know you will even live tomorrow? How do you know you will live? Your life is like the morning fog. You know how it is in the morning when it's foggy. And no sooner than the sun rises, the fog dissipates just that quick. It is here for a little while and then gone. That's just like your life. I don't care how healthy you think you are. I don't care how many gyms you join. I don't care how many muscles you have. I don't care how many vitamins you take. That does not constitute long living, because it is appointed unto every man to die. You do not know what's on the other side of your dash. Only thing you know is that the year you was born, you do not know your expiry. Only God knows himself. That's why we need to do what the Bible says, is that be ye also ready, for you know not the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man cometh. You do not know when death will have the arrest warrant for you, and you cannot appoint it to no one else. You cannot call in and say, I need to cancel this appointment, for when the appointment comes, you will answer. And it just behooves all of us to think about the rest of our life, however long it is, that we make sure that we can be what the Wim brothers said. If I don't wake up in the morning, it is all right. My brothers, my sister, let me tell you something. I've been to a lot of funerals here, preached a lot of funerals here lately. And I tell you, every time I go into a church when I preach a funeral or attend a funeral, it reminds me that I'm moving closer to my casket. I'm moving closer to my final resting place. And my brothers, my sisters, while I got the blood running warm in my vein, I want to serve God. I want to be right with God. I want to be what he would have me to be, so that when I lay down this life, I can live again. My brothers and my sisters, listen, let me tell you, the Bible says here in James, not only are we like the morning fog, we're here for a little while, then gone. He said, but what you ought to say, as the King James Version said, if it's the Lord's will, we would do this and that. You ought to understand that although the plans that you make, it cannot happen if God does not allow it to happen. If he doesn't will it to be, it would just not be. Stop boasting in what you think you're doing. You are doing nothing. For without Jesus Christ in your life, you are nothing. You are just like ships without sails. My brothers and my sisters, I tell you, it's a time now that we need to get serious about our life. Stop letting fightings and wars and envy and unforgiveness, stop letting that toxic stuff have space in your heart. Amen. Rid yourself of those things. Rid yourself even of people who don't want to see you do well, who want to hold you back, who want to hold you in a misery cage with themselves. Amen. It's time to move forward and move on. I told somebody this past Sunday, I said to the people, I said, God gives us people in our lives for a reason and for a season. The problem is we get our reason and our seasons mixed up. My brothers and my sisters, because when it's time for someone to move on, it's time for them to move on. A lot of times we can stagnate ourselves and them trying to hold on to a person for a reason when they only meant to be there for a season. My brothers and my sisters, listen, if you're going to hold on to anybody, you need to hold on to Jesus Christ. Get in your word. Stay in your word. Ask God to send you to a preacher. Amen. They used to say, ask the Lord to send you to a church. No, you need to, I'm convinced today you need to ask the Lord to send you to a preacher who will stand flat-footed and tell it just like it is, will not cut corners, but will preach the unadulterated truth of God's word. Amen. And tell you that the wages of sin is death and the gift of God is eternal life. Seek someone that will cry loud and spare not and lift up their voice like a trumpet and show the people their transgression, the house of Jacob their sins. My brother, my sister, it is of an urgency that we look at our lives in a more serious fashion and understand that before we know it, amen. Listen, the songwriter, before we know it, it's gonna be over down here. The songwriter wrote a song one day and said, where would I be when the first trumpet sound? That's what Slim the Supreme Man used to say. Where would I be when it sounds so loud? It's going to sound so loud, it's going to wake up the dead. Where would I be when it sounds? And I used to say, well, when the trumpet sounds, I want to be ready. Well, since I've come to understand some things about Scripture, I don't even want to be here when the trumpet sounds. I want to be one of the ones that come back with Jesus when he comes. I want to be one caught up in the rapture. If you read the 24th chapter of Matthew, you will find that the Bible says that when the rapture comes, there'll be two in the mill grinding, one taken away and one left. Two husband and wife in the bed, one left and one said, I want to be one of those that's taken away before this great tribulation period comes. Because if you read go back up and read 23, 22, and 21, you will find that in the days of the great tribulation, it's going to be so hard, so difficult, that the Bible says that unless he's showing the day, unless he's showing the days, that the very elect wouldn't be saved. My brothers and my sisters, it's going to get so terrible, amen, that it's going to be hard, amen. Can't buy, can't sell unless you have the mark of the beast. And once you receive that mark, your soul is doomed to hell. And Jesus said, woe unto them that give suck in those days. Woe unto these mothers with these young babies at this time, because the decision will have to be made whether I'm going to feed my child, amen, and take the mark, or whether I'm going to believe in Jesus Christ and hold on, amen, believing that he's going to take care of us. Listen, my brothers and my sisters, it is a serious time that we're living in. What are you going to do with the rest of your life? Listen, when I was 20 and 30, I thought I was invincible. I thought nothing bad could happen to me. I thought I could weather any storm. Amen. But now that I am 57 years old, I realize I got more time behind me than I do ahead of me. It is appointed to man. Amen. Amen. The lifespan of a man is 70. Amen. I'm 57. Amen. Do the math. I ain't got long. If the Lord let me see 70, that's why, amen, my brothers, my sisters, I got to make every day count. Amen. I'm just like a football player in the fourth quarter. Amen. With the clock ticking down to the last minute. Amen. And we got to get a touchdown to win. I can't afford no fumbles. I can't afford no. I can't afford no setbacks. I can't afford no sacks. I can't afford no error plays. I got to push the ball down the hill. I got to get to the finish line. Amen. I got to run this race with patience. Amen. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. Come here, Paul. Paul said, my brethren, Paul's the understanding that I have not apprehended everything. Amen. But this one thing I do, I forget those things that are behind me, and I look forward. I press toward the mark of the high call in Jesus Christ. My brothers and my sisters, let me tell you something. Don't let nothing hold you back. Hold you down. Listen, this life that we're living has been loaned to us to work out our own soul salvation. The Bible says with fear and trembling. Don't go around with self-confidence as if you're doing anything, because you are doing nothing. But the Bible did say you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And if you're going to do it through Christ, you got to have a relationship with Him. You cannot live any kind of way and quote scriptures about that. You are no, because the Lord will not dwell. He said he won't dwell in an unclean temple. We have got to be ready. We have got to be right. And we have got to be sold out. That's the bottom line. It ain't no other way. You got to be ready. You got to be right. And you got to be sold out. Amen. For the Bible says he that put his hand to the plow, looking back, is not even fit for the kingdom of heaven. My God, I feel it right here. I love God. I love Jesus. Let me tell you something, my brothers, my sisters. If you don't have a church home, if you are a sinner listening at me, if you don't think about it. Don't say, well, I give my life to the Lord when I get ready. No, you can't do this when you get ready. Understand that you just cannot jump up and say, Lord, I'm ready. No, you can't do it on your terms, because Jesus said, no man can come unto me unless my Father draws him. So if God don't put a conviction on you, amen, you will continue to live as reckless and sinful as you are. But my brothers, my sisters, amen, but if you would get in right standings, if you would get into the house of God, if you get up on a sound doctrine preaching, amen, God will convict you. God will show you that there is a better way. Yes, he will. Amen. And come to Jesus while you have time. Amen. While you come to him. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's the invitation that he gave us. But if you don't give the, if you don't take the invitation, he did say again later on in scripture, amen, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Amen. Because when you hear his voice, and after you didn't take the invitation, amen, I'm sorry to report to you that hell will be your home. Yes, it's just that simple, my brother, my sister. We cannot live like we want to live, amen, and then die and expect somebody to preach us in glory. No, no, no. The Bible says, amen, that when you die, he that is holy, let him be holy still. Amen. Listen, if you're unrighteous, you're just unrighteous still. How you die is how you're going to wake up, and that's how you're going to stand before the great judge on that day. And my brother, my sister, I don't know about you, but I want to hear him say, servant, well done. You've been faithful over a few things, but I'll make you ruler over many. I want to see Jesus in peace, and I want to live forever. I don't want to go to church all my life, amen, and die and go to hell going through the church. My granddaddy just said, don't go to hell through the church. Amen. Go buy you a Cadillac or a Lincoln Continental and go there in style. Don't go there cramped up. My brothers and my sisters, it's time. Listen to me. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time that we take careful consideration of where we are in our lives. Who is your Lord? Who do you hear? Who do you follow? Who do you listen to? Who do you care? What deeds do you carry out? Are you carrying out righteousness or you're carrying out evil? For you do know the Bible said, to whom you yield yourself to, that becomes your father. And if you yield yourself to the devil, then he becomes your Father. Amen. But if you will yield yourself to Jesus, the Bible says, amen, that to them, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. My brothers, my sisters, it is by mere adoption. Jesus died, and the blood that he shed it covered us and made us right with God, brought us back into the right standing with God. We are his children by adoption. Amen. There is no one. There's no big I, no little you. There is no color nor no culture. God, he died for all that will accept him. Amen. Into their lives. He died for the world, for God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son. And since he has made a way for us, amen, to escape eternal damnation, since he has made a way for us to come up out of sin, amen, and live a godly life, guess what? There will be no excuses. You can't blame nobody. You can't blame a circumstance or a situation. You can't blame nothing, amen, because every excuse was nailed to the cross. Everything that you can do, amen, Jesus died, but he conquered it, amen, while he was here. Amen. And we got to understand that living for the Lord, amen, causes us, amen, to come out from among them and be separated, spent gone. My brothers and my sisters, listen, today is the day of salvation. Don't keep putting off for tomorrow what you can do today. No, come to get to know Jesus today. Come to know him as your personal Savior today. Don't keep going to sleep at night just thinking because you felt good when you went to sleep that you're going to wake up in the morning. No, no, no. The Lord can sleep, can close your eyes and cause you to rest on through eternity. Amen. And ain't nothing wrong with you. You ain't got to have COVID, cold, pneumonia, flu, cancer, or nothing. You can be as healthy as you want to be, and it can cause your sleep to be eternal. My brother, my sister, listen, listen, you need to know. You need to have that blessed assurance, amen, that you're in Christ and that he's in you. Amen. Listen, I was looking at some papers the other day, and I was preaching the funeral the other day, and I was asking the mortician. I said, "Listen, I want to come down. I want to bring my life insurance policy. So if something happened to me, I don't want my wife and my children to have to go through the painful of planning. I want to have everything taken care of to take as much off of them as I can." And he struck me, yes, we can come, we can do a pre-planning, and you can pick out what you want, you can do all this stuff. And I thought about that thing. I said, well, I want to set my wife and them up, but I'm not ready to go pick out a box for me to go in. I know I got to leave here, but I pray that God would give me longevity. But I'm not trying to speed my time up. Amen. But what I'm saying is that I have a policy that's called life insurance. My life insurance policy is only going to secure, amen, the cost of my final services. I'm not going to enjoy none of that money, all of what's left that's left, and all that I leave back is going to be for my family to enjoy. Life insurance on me is for my family, amen. Only that is needed for me is to put me away, amen, and do my interment back to the ground. But what I did do, not only did I get a life insurance policy, I also got a life assurance policy. Did you hear what I said? Insurance is what I bought from man. Assurance is what I got from the Lord. When I gave my life to him and I sold out to him, I have an assurance. Yes, I have a blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. I have a blessed assurance that if I live right, amen, heaven will be my home. I have a blessed assurance that when he went back to heaven, and according to Matthew, John 14, he said, "I go to prepare a place for you." One of those mansions that he's preparing, amen. One of them, I'm working for them to be mine. Yes, I'm living. I'm trying to live again. My God, because I do believe that there is a hereafter called eternity, whether it be in torment or whether it be in paradise. And I want to live with Jesus. I don't want to preach my life, amen, and then miss, amen, eternal life. I want to live with Jesus, amen. So that's why every day I'm careful. I try to be careful, my brothers and my sisters, to make sure that I keep my life, amen, unspotted and unblemished, amen. I try to make sure, amen. Sometimes I falter, amen. Sometimes I do make mistakes, amen. I don't care who you are. If you saved and you Holy Ghost filled and you walk around here thinking that you're all good and nothing bad, you're thinking that you're perfect and that you don't miss dotting the I across the T, you better come back again, because as long as you're in this flesh, you are subject, amen, you are subject, amen, to be caught in a place, to be caught off guard, to be caught by surprise and respond in a way that's not godly, and you have to go back and ask the Lord to forgive you. I didn't say you will go practice sin. Listen to me good. I didn't say you will make a habit of practicing, but we cannot be so holy and so saved that we think that we don't falter and that we don't get it wrong sometimes, but when we do, amen, I thank God that the Bible said he is just to forgive us for all of our sins. There is a reason why, my brother, my sister, when disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray, he said, when you pray, say this, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread." Here it is right here. "And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." Don't you ever think that you got it so together that you don't need to ask God to forgive you. Amen. There's some thoughts, amen, that go through your head that ain't right. There's some things that you say that you shouldn't say. There's some conversations that you are in that you shouldn't be in. Yeah, you if you ain't careful, you'll find yourself in the gossip section. You'll find yourself sitting at the wrong table, but the Holy Ghost will bring you back and let you know, hey, you got to get up from here, because this is not the table you will be sitting at. When you get up, "Lord, forgive me. I got caught up. And it's easy to do, my brother and my sister, if we're not careful. So don't go around thinking that you are all good and nothing bad and you too holy and you too saved that you can't falter. That's wrong. That's what's wrong with some of us now. Amen. People are looking at us and we're thinking that we're looking down on them. No, let's tell people our testimony. Listen, I am not above, amen, mistake. I am not above reproving. Listen, God saved me. I'm saved by grace. And we need to let a son of man, one boy, girl know, listen, don't worry about I fell down. Not God is a God of another chance on me, because I blew my second chance a long time ago. And we need to let people know, amen, that when they come to church seeking Christ, amen, that we are just like they are. We are there because we still need the mercy and the grace of God every day of our lives. Amen. And that same God that saved us, we need to let them know they can save them. Amen. Make them feel comfortable. Let somebody who come to church, make them feel comfortable. Don't make them feel like that they are nasty and they don't belong there. If that's how you're going to make them feel, then you got a club. You ain't got a church. Amen. I pray right now that we will let people know the truth. And when the doors of the church come open and they come in, not looking like you. All remember, Reverend Austin told you this, that you can't clean a fish until you catch them. My God, and that's not for you to do the cleaning. The only thing you can do is point that soul to Jesus Christ. And when they get saved, the Holy Ghost will clean them up. You just walk with them and show them love. That's your job. Show them love and let them know that you've been in some dark places yourself. Amen. And help these people come into God and come into the church. Amen. Let them know that they are just like you used to be. Amen. And that if you made it, they can make it. I pray to God that somebody heard me today and you have got something from what I've said. It's time for me to go. Amen. My time is about up. But I want to thank, amen, again, Apostle Barbara Watkins, co-pastor, amen, Smith, amen, and the Christian Life Church for allowing me space, amen, to share my humble conviction, my country preaching, and to my friend, Pastor Thurlin Kearney, amen, who I love dearly, amen, a great man of God, amen. I thank you so much, amen, for allowing me to come in. God bless you today to all who are listening, and heaven smile upon you. This is Pastor Michael A. Alston, Old Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. We love you. We thank God for you. Until the next time, may the Lord be with you. And remember what I ask. What are you going to do with the rest of your life? If you don't know Jesus, get to know him before it's too late. God bless you. We'll talk with you the next time. Bye-bye.
What a powerful word. What a powerful word. I want to thank Pastor Michael Alston of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, 1857 Flat Rock Church Road, Lewisburg, North Carolina. Be sure to join him every first and third Tuesday of each month right here with Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkin of the Christian Life Church, 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Again, what a powerful word as always, Pastor Alston. Looking forward to catching you on the third Tuesday of this month. God bless you. Thank you so much for catching the wave. You're number one quartet at Gadiberry Christian Station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We'll be right back.
little short song.
I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Oh, yes, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Oh, yes, I love the Lord.
Anybody here say,
he brought me out, said he brought me out, he brought me out, and that's why I love the Lord. You know what? He made a way. I don't know why, yeah. Said he made.
Can we do it one more time? Let me hear you.
nations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, I
The People's Station.
Bless you, real good. I just want to remind you that you need to sometimes live a sermon so you can really preach the sermon. The Lord lets you experience it before you preach it, and He takes you through so He can bring you out. You got to go through some. You got to go through some. He allows you to go through, and as we said, to have a test. Because if you have not had a test, then you don't have a testimony. And I came to tell you that I could have complained. I could have complained about my sickness. Could have complained, well, just about everything. About my family, about the church, about my finance. But people that complain all the time never get anywhere. I want to tell you what I've done. I've learned to trust in the Lord. He'll see you through. If He takes you through the valley of the shadows of death, He'll bring you out on the other side. And on the other side is a table prepared for you. But you got to go through. If I don't say anything else, God will. He will. He will. He'll see you through. Let me tell you what He's done for me. Brought me through.
Yes, He did.
He brought me through.
Uh-huh.
He brought me through. Praise the Lord. He brought me through.
Oh, yeah.
He brought me through.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He'll do it for me.
Listen, Reverend, I want to help you say it.
He brought me out. He brought me out. He brought me out.
Sometime in the midnight hour, He dried my tears.
Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you.
The Lord dried my tears.
You're speaking the sentiment of so many of us.
He dried my tears.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Praise the Lord.
We've been made. Endure for a night.
He dried my tears.
He wiped away all my tears.
Hallelujah. I know He will. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you trust Him, He'll do it for you. Listen, what else did He do for you, Reverend? Tell me.
He gave me joy. He gave me joy.
Yes, He did.
He gave me joy. Praise the Lord.
He'll do it for you.
Yeah. H-E-Q. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Take my hand. Because you got the plane tonight.
Sometimes music. And the word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
You encourage my soul.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Hey, put your hands together like this. Hey, come on, y'all not cooperating over here. Come on, come on. Put your hands together. Come on now. Hey, everybody in the balcony, hey, I love you all. Come on, let's do it. Bless it.
Thank you.
like giving up. Don't have everything, but with you I got it up. I've been down on my knees and still no giving up. I'd have all I need as long as I got your love.
Freedom, Jesus has redeemed us, my friend.
Freedom feel.